in 68, yes. Uh-huh. And things went well. We changed the name, and again, I was instrumental in pushing that to, at that time, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science. Mm-hmm. Well, what was happening was computer science, of course, started really out of mathematics. A fellow by the name of George Forsythe at Stanford had, I believe, was the first to coin that term and start a department of computer science, breaking out of the math department. Forsythe mm-hmm. had been a mathematician.
Uh-huh.
Was a mathematician. The feeling was, because mathematicians felt uncomfortable with computer science. They felt, this is not mathematics.
Right.
You guys really ought to move out.
Right.
And they started to sort of, so now suddenly here there were departments that had the word computer in them, and yet mm-hmm. by the middle to late 60s, the world was beginning to recognize computers and get interested in them. And here was electrical engineering still not, yes, we had courses in computers, but it wasn't officially recognized, and there was a danger that students, undergraduates, high school students who want to learn about computers would go to the computer science department. Even what they really wanted was computer engineering.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't find the word. And that
uh-huh.
problem persists to this day to some extent. So a number of schools, the first to do it was Berkeley. By the way, the man instrumental in doing it there, and I, in fact, quite honestly, copied his idea, was Lotfizade. He arranged to have the name that Berkeley changed to Electrical Engineering and Computer Science.
Uh-huh.
And we have kept in touch. We know each other well. So I then pushed the same thing at NYU, and mm-hmm. maybe in 69 or so, we did it also. At that time, NYU had separately created a Department of Computer Science out of the math department downtown at the Courant Institute.
Uh-huh.
The fellow in charge of that was Jack Schwartz, a mathematician. But he was easy to get along with in that sense. I mean, he didn't object to,
uh-huh.
To our doing this. He felt perfectly comfortable with a mathematically-oriented computer
yeah.
science department and an engineering-oriented
uh-huh.
computer science department. But then, unfortunately, in the early 70s, NYU, as a university, got into big trouble financially.
Uh-huh.
They had overextended in terms of, not a big building program had been launched by the president, Hester, I think. John Hester. Anyway, Hester is the last
uh-huh.
name. H-E-S-T-E-R. And in the early 70s, as a result of the Vietnam War, there was a kind of an anti-university, anti-engineering,
mm-hmm.
Attitude. The economy was beginning to suffer a little bit, and the university was in very serious financial difficulties, heading for bankruptcy as a university.
Mm.
They went to the state for help, the state of New York, and it was also engineering was, because of the Vietnam War, was shrinking. There was a feeling, these engineers, they're partly the maybe partly responsible for the Vietnam War,
mm-hmm.
partly.
Yeah.
Technology and all that.
Yeah.
So engineering enrollment was dropping. Brooklyn Poly, at that time, the Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn, under Ernst Weber, he was still in charge at the time, was also having a lot of trouble. In fact, they had already gone bankrupt and had gone to the state, and the state was literally feeding them money to keep them afloat. So now it looked like NYU was going to follow, and a deal was worked out. Where the engineering at NYU had been on a separate campus uptown in the Bronx,
uh-huh.
as well as a liberal arts program. I mean, it was a nice campus with a big fence around it, grass, I mean, very, very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It was decided that NYU would sell that campus to the state or to the city, which would convert it to a community college,
mm-hmm.
Bronx Community College. For $62 million, I believe, and the inhabitants of the campus, the liberal arts college would be merged with the downtown liberal arts college, and the engineering school would be merged with Brooklyn Poly. The feeling was, and I remember going to Albany, talking with legislators, and said, oh, there are too many engineering schools as it is, we have to contract. It's something I'd like to perhaps talk to you about separately sometime. It was interesting to see how these legislators had absolutely no understanding of what engineering is, where it fits into our society, they're mostly lawyers, accountants maybe, others, but they're definitely not technical people. So that occurred, and that occurred in 1973. And the idea was that the whole faculty would move to Brooklyn Poly. I looked at it as well as a few of my friends, colleagues in the university. We had, especially some of us who had good outside research support, we said, we don't like this. Brooklyn Poly had been bankrupt itself. We didn't particularly like the location. And so we arranged to form what was called an applied science division at NYU. We couldn't call it engineering because engineering was being sold, merged with Brooklyn Poly. The leader of that, the fellow who was in charge, very instrumental, was a man by the name of Antonio Ferri, F-E-R-R-I. He was an aeronautical engineer, but a very, very distinguished guy. He was an Italian. He had come after the war. During the war, he had fought partisans against Germany and the fascists, absolutely brilliant man. And I believe he's credited with being the inventor of the jet engine, but aeronautical, not electrical. And a few of us, we sort of said, okay, we'll start this applied science division. And we first were in some temporary quarters in the Bronx, and then we moved downtown NYU, the rest of NYU. But this was a tough time. It is now 73, 74, and I was getting itchy. I started to look around. And there was also, because times were tough, there were a lot of political problems. Some of the rest of the faculty at NYU were sort of resisting us. Maybe they felt we were quoting on them or whatever. So I looked around, and RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, made me an attractive offer. It was from the area where I had, upstate New York, where I had been grown up. And so I accepted that and went there in